You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
I want to start talking today as we start with the Word of God by really differentiate and talk about the different groups that we encounter. I'm sure every one of you has your own groups, but do you realize that our time there's such thing as what you call support groups? Have you heard of the AA? Na-encounter niyo na ba yung AA, yung Alcoholics Anonymous? Brandon, ano ba yung Alcoholics Anonymous? Parang very familiar ka sa Alcoholics Anonymous, all right? Well, according to those people who was part of that, basically they want to get rid of something in their life, which they're alcoholics, and they want to get rid of alcohol. So those people is part of this. When you say support groups, they are supporting one another and make sure that they're part of this counseling. Countless of hours, a counselor would come and speak to those who are having a hard time, okay, dealing with alcohol, dealing with certain drugs and all that. Support groups. We do have what you call self-help groups. Ito naman yung tinatawag natin na you want to improve yourself. Alright, hindi lang self-improvement na gusto mo wala na si Dolphy, palta natin si Dolphy. Gusto kong magaling ako magpatawa. Okay, so gusto kong maging komedyante. Okay, paano ba maging komedyante? Yun, self-help groups. You want to improve yourself, your skills. You're not that person who you consider as a people person. Alright, and so you want to develop that skill. And so you go through the self-help groups. Alright, we also have what you call therapy groups. These are people who have problems with their behavior psychologically. And most people as part of this are people who are widows, the separated ones, those who are old age, all right, who really have problems with their behavior. And they don't just go through counseling, but they have a certain therapist, all right, that they will go also for countless hours dealing with their psychological, all right, in their minds. And so we do have what you call fraternity or sorority. Sino sa inyo na naalala pa natin na nasa high school tayo, college tayo, may nagre-recruit sa atin? ACRO, APO, Taugama, okay, PPP, TTT, UUU. Do you remember that? Why do you think people wanted to be part of a fraternity? Because they want to be protected. Gusto nila yung tipong marami kayo, hindi kayo magugulpe, hindi kayo mabubuli, ikaw yung nambubuli, miski takot ka, sa sobrang insecure mo, di ba? Gusto mo meron may mambubugbog para sa'yo, di ba? So people, part of fraternity or sorority, probably not only just protection, but also for privileges and favor. People would ask to join a certain club, being a club member for what? For privileges, for discounts, for certain perks. And probably you have your own groups. Probably you're driving a BMW, you kind of join together, you have something in common, okay, BMW, Ford, Honda, whatever cars you're in, nagkita-kita na lang kayo, nakita nyo sa internet, oy, join ako dyan. And all of a sudden, you're part of this big group. All of us have barkadas, isn't it? And one way or the other, we all have our own BFF. Tama ba yan? Alright? Hindi nawawala yan. Why do you join a group? You join a group simply because you want to get something out of it. Am I right? You want to get something, your privilege. It's something that, alam ba, what is it for me? I'm not going to get into that group if there's nothing there for me. Is there money there involved? I want to get into a networking business dahil gusto ko, pag nag-grow na yung network ko, syempre, pati money, 5% increase, all right? Just imagine, you want to join a group because you want to get something out of it. Guess what? In this series, let us, when we say victory groups, you get every minute out of God's goodness. But it doesn't end up there. What's important is not what you just get, but what God wants to do in your own life, that He wants to use you for others to be blessed because of you. That you'll be touching lives, that you'll be influencing people's lives. that what they did for you, those who went through victory weekends, it's the same thing that you will do towards others. And that's the power of the community of faith. That's why in victory groups, we laugh a lot. We joke around. It's simple life, as you can see. But you know what? There's more than it that you can ever imagine. Victory group is there to strengthen you and help you walk with your God. And I want to ask you something. With the friends that you have, what kind of friends do you have? What kind of relationships that you have? Does your friend draw you near to God? Do you have friends who will stick with you no matter what, in spite of your failures and mistakes in life? Would they be there for you and encourage you in this life? Hebrews chapter 10 once again says, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let's check it out. It says there, spur one another. Do you know the word spur? As far as I'm concerned, spur, they didn't make it in the NBA. Sorry for, all right, the Spurs. All right, no, not that. Okay na naman ako. Okay na. Spur one another, or Spider-Man, Spur-Man. Okay, thank you. Huh? Okay, that will work in your Friday meeting, not here at Sunday, okay? Spur one another po on towards love and good deeds. You know how this sounds to me? It really sounds encouraging you to be stranded in your Christian life. Because as far as I'm concerned, Christianity is exemplified love towards others. That our motivation, hello, is really love because of the love of God. We can't love someone unless you first experience the love of Christ. And yet the expression of that love is towards good deeds. You know, here in Victory, my friends, we spur one another in love. Meaning, when you look at the original meaning of the word spur, it means what? To deliberately provoke. How many of you heard the word deliberately provoke? When you were deliberately provoked onto something, what is that? Hindi ba pag deliberately provoke para sinabi mo, sige nga, pitikin mo nga yung tenga niyan. Oh. Mauna ka nga. Oh. Di ba pag sinabi natin, deliberately provoke, parang, to me, it's kind of being angry. Hello? You want to hurt someone? You want to do something to a person that is bad? Isn't it like that, right? But guess what? When this was said in the scripture, it's not negative. It is positive because it deals with love and good deeds. Ladies and gentlemen, here in Victory, we emphasize the value of relationships. To me, the reason why we come together is not just for us to meet, but to build friendships, relationships that people will stand with you no matter what. Labas natin lahat ng baho natin, mamahalin pa rin kayo, i-accept pa rin kayo no matter what kind of life and your past is in your own life. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Look at those ladies out there. Kala nyo ba walang problema niya mga yan? Pag kumain yan sila, nawawala yung problema. But you know, we don't just talk problems. Okay? We build one another. We encourage and spur one another. Tingnan mo naman, alright? Yung mga ganyan pagmumumuka. Okay? Kala nyo ba iba dyan? May pinagpipray na. Alright. Victory groups. It's an avenue for us to build important relationships and friendships. I want to share the scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 to 12 that says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up, but pity is the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Kawawa ka naman pag natapa ka, kawawa ka naman pag natumba ka, wala kang kaibigan, walang tutulong sa'yo. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm, but how can one keep warm? Well, this is more for the married people, alright? So, this is not rated R, alright? Just grab a bit of that. But verse 12 says, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. How can we learn about life lessons, the benefits of relationships in doing life together? Everybody say life together. Life. in victory groups. What can we learn from that scripture? Well, I guess number one, the first verse has something to do with what? Productivity. When I got saved, I was so insecure. I just want you to know that. I can't go to SM alone. Our place is in Quezon City at West Avenue Del Monte. May bagong gawa no SM doon, the very first SM. Not in Cubao. The first SM was in Cubao. The second one, the SM City. First SM City was located right there at North EDSA. And can you believe I can't get out of our place alone? I can't watch movie alone. I can't eat at a certain restaurant alone. Burger, machine pa yan, Shakey's, whatever restaurants out there. I can find myself being alone and go to SM just by myself. That's how insecure I was. I began to realize when I got saved, people recognized something. I was so insecure. I was so scary, fearful, that it's hard for me to speak before people. But people believed in me. They showed me the way how to use the gifts of God in me. They spurred me to love and to act towards good deeds. That I started to function with the gift of God in me. And I began to realize it's not just me, it's us working together. That they let me commit mistakes. And it's okay to commit mistakes once in a while. They were there to stand with me, make sure that I'm not going to give in to lust anymore. They're going to make sure that as a basketball player with so many girls out there that they will not, they want to make sure that I treat the women right. I thank God for those people that I overcome because there were men who stick with me no matter what. Productivity. If we come together as one, things began to happen. What else aside from productivity? Protection. Recently, I have a good friend who just came to me and for some reason, he was serious. And he says, can I ask for a bit of your time? Sure. And he says, Pastor Mark, I'm in trouble. He said, what do you mean? My marriage is in trouble. I'm a Christian. You know that. I'm doing well. Something's not right with my priority. And my wife is leaving me. And I need you to help me. I become a bum. I become stupid. I begin to prioritize what I want more than what I can give to my wife. And I said, okay, what do you need to do? What do you want me to do? Please stand with me. I need help. I need to protect myself. Please check on me. Okay, sure. I'm not going to do this the rest of your life. You know that, yeah. But with this area, I need you to stand with me, speak to me, correct me if necessary. Okay, why don't you do this? Why don't you go to your wife, talk to her, make sure you get back together. And the next time we come back, I need you to do this. You seek the Lord, ask the Lord, and give me 3 concrete steps how for your marriage to work back on track. Can you do this? Yes, I will. Can we pray? Folks, listen, we're here to protect one another. We're not here to gossip and to expose what's happening unto you. We're here to stand with you through thick, through thin. Can you say amen? Passion. Just imagine that. Do you realize that we are all burning coals? Together we glow. Together we thrive. There's so much heat and fire if we come together. But if there's only one coal, if you're alone out there, you're going to grow cold. Your heat is going to die down. And we come together. There's such synergism. There's such power that's been taking place, which goes to my next point. The Bible says one of us can put 1,000 to flight, but 2 of us can send a legion fleeing. Who is a brother? Who is a friend who can stick closer to you and love you no matter what? I'm talking about real friends, my friend. And that's what happens when we come together here in victory groups. Let's continue. The Bible says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. The Bible says, let us not give up meeting together. Yung iba po sa inyo, napilitan last Sunday. Mag-sign up. Para bang wala kayong choice. Hello? That's why it's biblical. It's not victory's own strategy. It's biblical. And yung iba nga sa inyo, hindi pa nagsisimula, nag-give up na. Hello? Ayaw na magpakita. Ayaw na mag... Are you here with me? Let's talk about this. Why do you think people doesn't want to join a group here? Which the Bible says, let us not give up meeting together. In fact, not only that, all right? Why would people have a hard time being part of a victory group? Kasi sa totoo lang, kung gusto mo, may paraan. Hindi po ba? Kung ayaw mo, may dahilan. Simple lang yung kapatid, ayaw mo. Bakit? Kasi ganito. Can I ask you for a victory group? I'm not ready eh. Diba? Can I ask you for a victory group? You know, busy talaga ako eh. Pero nandito ka ngayon. Busy ka, diba? Hello, busy ka. Sobrang busy ka. Busy ka, may ginagawa ka. But you're here today. Can I invite you next time? You know the amazing thing? Somebody approached me last Sunday and here's what he said. Pastor Mark, lana akong kawala. Lana akong kawala, ito. Kinausap na ako, na-engage na ako eh. There was one person who was attending Galleria pa 11 years ago in Galleria. 11 years ago, been showing up, no victory group, and she said, I'm making a decision. After 11 years, I want to be part of a victory group. Nobody condemns her. But there are certain excuses. Nahihiya ako eh. Kasi, alam mo, may sin pa kasi ako. Baka ma-expose ako. Who'll do that to you? Kumisa ginagawa nila yung church. You remember this? You remember Friendster? Okay? Meet people, human. All right. You might remember it all started with Friendster and then Multiply came into the picture, right? Having your own accounts, your pictures and all that. Then right now it's Facebook. A lot of people, they treat the church as a Facebook. Pag ayaw nila yung preaching ng pastor, unlike. Pag gusto nila, uy, blessing, mabibless ako. Uy, ma-encourage ba ako talaga? Uy, like. hindi ho parang Facebook yan. Through thick and thin, masaktan ka man, matuwa ka man, hindi ka masaya, when God put us together as one spiritual family, most important is, God is honored and God is glorified because He's the one who made the choice for us and not of us. And whether you like it or not, iba na lang, podcast na lang, o live stream, hindi na lang ako mag-church. Internet naman eh. Ano nga ba yung one point? Eh, yun naman pala, tinweet na yung one point. Sabi last week, together we can approach the throne of grace. Why would I go to church? Do you realize, study shows, We are grateful for the social networkings. Social networks, internet, great. Nothing beats, according to study, with a person who would interface, face to face, seeing eyeball to eyeball, looking at the reactions, looking at our own response when we talk to people right there, face to face. By the way, anong channel ba to? Channel 5 ba yon? Hindi po yon. Hindi po si Sister Ami, ha? Okay, hindi po yon. Sorry, ha? Yan po nangyayari, face to face. They enjoy one another's company. Pinag-uusapan nila, grabe yung word. Na-encourage ako. Pinag-usapan din ng mga girls natin, sino kaya yung bibigay sa akin ni Lord maging full-time partner ko? Pwede. It's so important for us to meet together because here's what the Word of God says. Let us encourage one another. Ever say one another. During the Vietnam War, there was this after the war, and people asked about those people who went to POWs, prisoners of war. They asked them certain questions regarding what was your experience, what caused the breaking down of your spirit, what caused your spirit to really be down. Is it because of the torture, or they probably separate you from one camp to another? What was it that caused you to be discouraged and to break your spirit? The prisoner says, when we're detached to a certain prisoner and we're just alone and nobody talks to us, that's the time that we are so lonely and we are so down. My friends, the goal of us meeting together is to encourage one another. Not to discourage or gossip. This is the attitude to be in the environment of victory groups. Are you here with me? We're here to encourage, build ourselves up no matter what, because that's what God wants, is for people to be encouraged. George Adams says, encouragement is the oxygen of the soul. In other words, it goes like this. It is more fun in victory groups. Don't deprive yourself of that fun. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 to 13. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Why we need to meet and not give up? Why do we need to encourage if people miss the encouragement part? Here's what happens. Your heart becomes sinful. Because people are prone to be discouraged. People are prone to give in to their flesh and to their sin. If there is no encouragement, guess what? You started to doubt. You started to doubt the Word of God. You started to doubt the future. And you become hopeless and have unbelief in your heart, which at worst, it will turn you away from God Himself. And this is what the enemy wants, is to isolate you. That's what he wants, for you not to be connected. Because he knows your potential, my friend. He knows exactly the importance if we come together, the encouragement, the passion, the protection, the productivity of us coming together in victory groups. What else? If we don't encourage one another, the Bible says encourage one another daily as long as it is called today. So that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. As if you're showing up here that you're okay. Reality, some of you are not really okay. And when will you accept the fact that you need someone because the Lord is drawing you to be part of something that is big, something that you don't even deserve? Alam niyo ba sa society natin, ang parating pinupuna, hindi yung kagalingan mo. Kasi pag pinupuna lang ng isang tao, yung kagalingan nila, yung asset nila, you know what? The feeling is, they're being put down. Kung sino yung pinraise mo, hinangaan mo, sila yung para sikat. Why is that? Why do we have the mentality, people, Filipinos like that? We pinpoint not the good ones. Uy, ang bansot mo. Uy, kita mo, mali ka. Kakamali ka na naman. Why people have a hard time encouraging? Because we really didn't grow up the way God wants. A family would encourage you. A family would love you. A family will be there no matter how big you blew things up in your own life. Are you here today? Pastor Julius Fabregas, in one of our meetings, shared his story when he attended a conference in the States. He said there was this guy who in that conference they invited, and his name is Ralph Winter. All right, Ralph Winter is a producer of X-Men. All right, and he's making big. His name is big, And he was sharing a testimony of how he started. He's riding a Beetle. Remember a Beetle? All right, until today he drives that for him to be reminded where he come from. And a person asked a question in the conference, says, what caused you to be successful? How did you make it? Here's his answer. I made it in Hollywood because for 20 long years, every Wednesday morning, I have a group of people, Christians, that we study the Bible together. We pray for one another. We encourage one another. I have great support with my family, with my wife, and those friends of mine who attends that Wednesday. You know what? They would ask me questions. They would ask me, what happened? Have you done any stupid things there? Were you tempted? What kind of temptation? They would pray and protect him and pray and stand with him. And he said, without that group that meets on Wednesday, it's been 20 years, I won't be where I am today. Friends, that's what you call people's part of a group. And you need to be part of one. I believe the Lord wants to let us know that He wants you, every one of you, His church. Remember, this is not an organization. You're here today because you are God's church. It's people. It's not any building, right? God wants you, His church, to be strong. He wants you to be victorious. So let us encourage one another daily. Matthew 18, verse 18 to 20 says, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Verse 20, let's read it all together. 1, 2, 3, go. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Sabi po ng Bible yan. Si Jesus po nagsabi yan. 2, 3, come in my name. I will be with you.